This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. 19 people killed as bus plunges into Trishuli River in Benighat Rorang Municipality 5 in Dhading. Government forms 5-member task force to probe the road incident. Parsa District Administration lifts curfew order imposed in Birganj Metropolis. Enforces prohibitory order in state. Election Commissioner advises against involvement of children in election campaigns, and Iran seeks diplomatic solution with US on nuclear program but says it will defend itself against US aggression. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a task force to probe the road incident involving a passenger bus which led to the death of at least 19 persons with injuries to 25 others. The bus was carrying passengers from Pokhara to Kathmandu when it met with an accident at Benighat Rorang Municipality 5 in Dhangari along the Prithvi Highway last night. Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle announced today that a 5-member task force led by a joint secretary has been formed to investigate the incident. He stated that 19 out of the 44 passengers on board lost their lives while 25 others sustained injuries in the incident. Meanwhile, Krishna Raj Mananda, trapped in a bus carcass after the fatal accident, was rescued alive in 5 hours. According to Superintendent of Police SP Sumit Kharka, he was sent to Kathmandu for treatment after safe rescue. Meanwhile, Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Ariyal took stock of health condition of those injured in last night's bus accident in Dhading district. Minister Ariyal visited the Nepal National Hospital in Kalanki, Kathmandu and National Trauma Center in Kathmandu today and acquired information about the survivors of the road condition, rather accident, and their treatment. On the occasion, the Home Minister stated that the government had accorded high priority to the treatment of the injured ones and urged those undergoing treatment not to have any doubts about it. District Security Committee Parsa has lifted the curfew order imposed in Birganj Metropolis area and has instead enforced a prohibitory order. Chief District Officer Bhola Dahal has said the curfew imposed from 9:45 a.m. today has been limited to a prohibitory order from 4:30 p.m. until 8 a.m. on Tuesday. After an all-party meeting held at the District Administration Office, Parsa reached a 3-point agreement regarding the incident that took place at Sripur in Birganj 11 on Sunday. CDO Dahal lifted the curfew order and issued a prohibitory order. Keeping in mind that the situation has not completely returned to normal, a prohibitory order has been issued in the forefronts of Birganj. The administration imposed the indefinite curfew starting from 9:45 a.m. today after one community began preparations for a protest in Birganj this morning in connection with an incident that occurred on Sunday evening. A clash had broken out in Sripur on Sunday evening following a dispute over a minor issue related to vehicle parking. Meanwhile, a harmony rally was held at Gaur of Rautahat district this morning. The peace march began from Sabgada of Gaur Municipality 6 went through the thoroughfares of Gaur. It was attended by Hindu and Muslim gurus and community leaders, people's representatives and chiefs of the security bodies in the district in a bid to restore peace and goodwill among the people. The security situation at Gaur was tense following clashes between two communities some days back. The district administration office had lifted curfew at 6:30 a.m. today. Following the revocation of curfew, people's daily life has turned normal. The Election Commission has urged political parties and candidates participating in the House of Representatives election not to use children in election campaigning. Issuing a press statement today, the Commission requested that parties or candidates refrain from involving children in carrying party flags or election symbols, participating in cultural programs and rallies. The Commission said it had received complaints about children being used in campaigns and election programs being held near schools during class hours, disrupting education, and urged all concerned not all concerned to stop such practices. Similarly, the Election Commission has drawn the attention of the government of Nepal, provincial governments and local levels to ensure the protection and promotion of children's rights guaranteed by law and to ensure their effective implementation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहूँ इंटरनेट में सब कर दूँ
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #14 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार.
वेलकम बैक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. The United Nations Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Lila Peters Yahia, has paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel. During the meeting held at the Home Ministry today, Minister Ariel thanked the UN for its continuous support in Nepal's initiatives relating to governance reform, climate change and capacity building of local levels, among others. Similarly, UN Resident Coordinator Yahia inquired about expanding further cooperation and collaboration in Nepal's drug control, border security and human trafficking areas. She also pledged further collaboration with Nepal government. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. As a new round of talks between the United States and Iran is scheduled to take place in Geneva, Tehran has reiterated that it wants to find a diplomatic solution with the US on its nuclear program, but will defend itself if Washington resorts to military action. Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Ismail Baghai said on Monday that any U.S. attack, including limited strikes, would be considered an attack of aggression that would precipitate a response. Trump said on Friday that he was considering a limited strike if Tehran did not reach a deal with the U.S. On Sunday, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said nuclear talks with the U.S. have produced encouraging signals, but warned that Tehran is prepared for any scenario in advance of another round of negotiations set for Thursday. A third round of indirect talks is scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, but the U.S. has yet to confirm. India and the U.S. have deferred trade talks, which were set to take place this week, as they study the implications of the U.S. Supreme Court striking down the Donald Trump administration's global tariffs, an Indian Commerce Ministry official told the BBC. According to the BBC, an Indian delegation was due to travel to Washington this week to finalize the terms of an interim trade deal, which was announced earlier this month. The agreement reduced the U.S. tariffs on Indian goods from 50% to 18%, even though several aspects of it remained unclear. The Supreme Court ruling has led to new uncertainties, as Trump said he would impose global tariffs of 15% on all goods coming into the U.S. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy at a few places in the Tarai region, partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the Himalayan region of Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 19 people killed as bus plunges into Trishuli River in Benighat, Rorang Municipality 5 in Dhading. Government forms 5-member task force to probe the road incident. Barsa District Administration lifts curfew order imposed in Birganj Metropolis, enforces prohibitory order instead. Election Commission advises against involvement of children in election campaigns. And Iran seeks diplomatic solution with U.S. on nuclear program, but says it will defend itself against U.S. aggression. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.